Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ron and Anian. Truth be told, I kind of cringe a little bit at rental car purchase programs. Sometimes they're great, and you know, it's then I think about the stories of how I see everybody drive a rental car. How do you drive a rental car? Come on, let's face it. Who's gentle on them, right?
Cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run.
The Car Doctor.
They changed the high pressure fuel sensor.
Right.
Sent me on my way, and in 70 miles. The light came on again.
Right. I don't see a relation between a high-pressure fuel sensor and a P0420 or 430.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Well, the big exciting news is that the Volkswagen thing is done. We finished the thing this week, and it's back to the customer. He's out driving it around. He's happy. Boy, is he happy. We took it on a final road test. Danny had to take it on a final road test on Monday, I think it was. And if you haven't been following along, we've been putting disc brakes on a 1974 Volkswagen thing, a pink thing. It's pink. It's the Barbie car. And it literally, we're putting thousands of dollars worth of work, brakes mostly, into a car that won't go more than 40 miles an hour. And I keep thinking about this, the irony of all this. But I'm slowly talking the owner into, I said, let's get a Porsche engine for it so we can, you know, maybe make it go a little faster. But that's coming next year. But it's staggering to me because of the brakes, we had to take the 14-inch wheels off of it and put 15-inch chrome reverse with polished chrome center caps on it. So it actually looks pretty cool. It's really kind of a neat-looking vehicle. But you've got to imagine, Danny took it out at 3 o'clock on Monday for the final road test, right around the time, you know, the high school was getting out, the kids were getting out. And he came back and he told me the story about how these three high school girls stopped him and, you know, can we take a picture of your thing, and made him take a picture of, you know, they took a picture of themselves standing next to the Volkswagen. Like, they were just so excited. I don't know. Maybe muscle cars are out. Maybe Barbie cars are in. I'm not sure. It's the price of that Hemi Cuda is going to come down anytime soon. I can wait. I'll buy one. I'll give you $500 for it, buddy. I want to talk about obsolete parts a little bit. We ran into this more than once lately, and I think it's becoming a thing, not to make a paradox out of this. We had an 03 Honda Civic, in the shop this week. Nice car, 03 Civic. I know it's 21 going on 22 years old, 80,000 miles on it, but a clean 80,000 mile car, really clean. And the customer complaint was the airbag light was on. And we diagnosed that it had a code 21-1, which is a seatbelt buckle. That's the gazinta. That's the piece that the seatbelt clips into on the driver's seat. The seatbelt buckle was reporting open. And the airbag, normally there's about 2 ohms of resistance there, and the airbag system saw open circuits. So it now turns on a light, sets a fault code. And the key piece of information here is that with an airbag light on, what happens? The airbag system won't work. In the event of an accident, the airbag system won't light up, won't work because the light's lit up. So diagnose it, go to fix it, call up Honda, no part available. Driver's seat belt buckle is none around. And they told me it's been on back order quite a long time to the point that they think it's going to go obsolete. We actually found one. It's about 2.5 hours away in Philadelphia at a dealership down there, Burns Honda in Marlton, New Jersey, just outside of Philly. But, you know, it's 2.5 hours down. It's 2.5 hours back. It's a 5-hour round trip. They can't ship it because it's an airbag part. And for some reason, they can't ship, well, I guess because of the explosive nature of the device, right? Which makes me wonder how they get it to the dealerships in the first place. What do the dealers do? Do they have one plane that's got all airbag parts on it, and the guy takes out a lot of life insurance and flies it around? I'm not sure how that works. Like, what's the concern? What's the danger? If it's dangerous once, isn't it going to be dangerous all the time? But regardless, so the customer, and I'm coming to a point here, if you'll allow me, the customer decided not to fix it because it's too much bother, which I could talk for 2 hours about that, the dangers, the implication. You know, when they design a vehicle and they make it with airbags and a seatbelt system, the two are designed to work together. It's not one or the other, which is why they make you buckle your seatbelt while you're driving to be safe. And they're aware, the customer's aware that the seatbelt, the airbag system won't work with the seatbelt broken like that where he turns on the light. It got me to thinking. There's two points I want to make here, two questions I have on the back of my mind. Number one, you know, she's paying insurance for a vehicle that has an airbag system, but it doesn't operate. It doesn't work, right? And it won't work. Now, through no fault of her own, Honda, the manufacturer, has obsoleted the part. You know, has technology pushed car companies to the point of not being able to keep parts on the shelf as long as they used to? You know, the cars last longer. 03 Honda Civic. How many, you know, there's a lot of, you know, early 2000 Civics out there still running around. I'm sure they were great cars, very reliable. Have we gotten to the point where the vehicle is so good it obsoletes itself by virtue of no parts? Because what do you do with that? You know, if you're the insurance company, do you sit there and say, well, you know, you can't get parts for this. Now the airbag doesn't work. So we're going to take away the deduction for the airbag that we're giving you, the incentive? Is the consumer safe in that vehicle in the event of a crash? You see, in New Jersey, and before you start writing in and emailing me and telling me, well, Ron, they'll take care of that at state inspection. Not in New Jersey, the unsafest state in the country. In New Jersey, the only light they care about is the check engine light. If the airbag light is on, that's up to you to fix. And to my knowledge, and I'd be interested to hear from law enforcement, there's no statute on the books in New Jersey that requires a ticket if they pull you over with an airbag light on. So, you know, you're now allowed to drive an unsafe vehicle. The other question I've got, the other thing bubbling around in my brain, is it fair on the vehicle owner? You know, this is somebody's livelihood. They drive this car. This is what they use to get groceries. This is what they use to go to work. This is what they use to drive their family around in. Is it fair that that part is obsolete on a, you know, the system was mandated by the federal government. And by so the manufacturer complied, but now they're taking that away. They're saying, hey, we don't make this part anymore. You're driving an unsafe vehicle. Car's got to come off the road. Does that happen? Would that happen? Could that happen? A lot of scenarios here that we just think of as, yeah, airbag light's on, don't worry about it. You know, my brain works like that. I don't know why it does that. I look at it from all sides. We had an 08 Jeep Grand Cherokee. I can make this not about safety. Right now, we've got an 08 Jeep Grand Cherokee SRT8. If you don't know what that is, that's like the Corvette of Jeeps. All right, independent rear suspension, fancy, super fast, 6.1 liter engine. The thing's a rocket ship. And Stevie loves this truck. This is Stevie's 55 Chevy all day long. He absolutely adores this vehicle, and we've kept it in great shape. He's allowed us to do what we need to do to maintain it. Well, we're now waiting for a drive shaft. He needs a drive shaft. The rear joint, the front joint's not much better, but the rear joint smoked, and it needs a drive shaft. You can't buy U-joints for that. You have to replace the shaft. So we started out, I think we talked about this last week, I mentioned it, that we ordered a drive shaft for it right from Chrysler, right from Jeep. $2,000, $2,200 or something later. And it was supposed to be, there was supposed to be 25 of them at the Ohio Depot. I called Thursday this week. Oh, gee, the part's not there. All of a sudden, they lost the 25. I don't know, maybe because I announced it on air. Maybe there's a mad rush. I doubt it. But I've still got no drive shaft for Stevie's Jeep. Now, I started, you know, Google searching it, and a couple of places came up. North Carolina came up, someplace called the Drive Shaft Shop. I've, you know, down in North Carolina, someplace, somebody told me about someplace down in Florida. So there's places out there that will make a shaft. I'd like to see what it looks like because this is a collapsible shaft. So I'm sure what they're going to send me is something with a collapsible yoke, and still not cheap, still $1,400, $1,500 plus shipping. So it'll be every bit of $2,000. So it's not about saving money, but it's the extreme that you have to go to. I guess you got to look at what you're buying, what you're driving. That technology is great until you can't buy that technology anymore, until you can't buy parts for that anymore. You know, I thought it was silly a couple of years back. We had somebody that was replacing the shocks on their, at the time, 5 or 6 year old Jeep Grand Cherokee, another Jeep situation. And from the factory, it had some specially tuned suspension system. It had red shock absorbers on it. And at the time of replacement, Jeep, Chrysler being what they are, can't get those anymore. So all the money you spent on that specially tuned suspension, you can't buy the components for it anymore just a mere 6 years later. And I said then what I'll say now, is it worth the hype? Is it worth buying the special suspension? Is it worth buying the SRT8? But then again, is it worth buying the 03 Honda Civic, the plain Jane grocery getter? Because after time goes on, parts aren't going to be available for that either. No, I don't know what the ruling is because I know somebody's out there thinking, well, Ron, 7 years is the limit. Well, 7 years used to be the limit, and I don't, you know, I've never seen that in writing anywhere. I've never seen that in my career of 50-plus years. Anybody ever said, hey, it's 7 years. That's all the manufacturers have to keep parts for. There's no obligation. And before I leave you for this segment, I want you to think about, so what happens with the computer chips? What happens with all the fancy onboard computers that are in vehicles today and all those cars that you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on? And where will those cars be in 8, 9, 10 years when we're looking for computer parts? And not just gas engine cars either. Anything with wheels on it on the road that's running a computer part, where will those parts be and will they be available after that magical 7-year number that's not written down anywhere as an obligation by the vehicle manufacturer? Has technology pushed car companies to the point of not being able to keep parts on the shelf by sheer numbers of parts and the vastness of what they're trying to cover? Think about it. I'm Ron Ananian. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Don't call us.
That's right. If you call and we're not live, you can leave a message and we'll call you back to get you on the air with Ron. 855-560-9900. Speaking of Ron, here he is.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Let's get over to Larry up in Maine and see what's going on here. Larry, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Yeah, I really appreciate returning my call. You're one of the few people that keep your word, but I appreciate it.
You're welcome,
I'm calling
sir.
For a friend of mine.
Yes, sir.
She has a 07 Jeep Laredo. She had it in the shop, and what it was doing, it would run. Okay, you go down the road. It sometimes it would hiccup, or sometimes it would shut right off. So she had this person work on it. They changed the cam sensor, the crank sensor, the oil sensor, and all the connectors to these components. They had it on a scan tool, but apparently, basically, I think they're just shotgunning it, and they really don't have a good idea what's going on. Anyway, we had to get the call back.
I got to tell you, Larry, it sounds like they're shotgunning it too. So let's preface the conversation here. A scan tool is a good device, but it's an intermediate tool. It gathers information. You can use it to troubleshoot most of what's going on under the hood, but you know, something like this, if we're starting to think we're losing a cam signal or a crank signal, a scan tool is never going to be fast enough to capture that glitch, that failure. If they're just looking at a scan tool and saying, well, we've got a cam or crank sensor fault, and let's just throw a couple of sensors at it because it's easier to throw parts than actually diagnose something. Okay. So, you know, obviously it's still doing it. I would be curious, you know, you live in the state of Maine. You guys have this stuff called snow. You ever see snow in Maine? You ever see corrosion? Right?
Yeah, right.
It's been known to happen. Yeah. You know, is the crank signal disappearing because of corrosion in the harness and the connector at a ground junction? Did anybody, you know, like, why are they changing cam and crank sensors? Because they looked it up on Identifix, and Identifix said these are the two most common failures. Let's change this. Because that's sort of...
Right. I'd have to say so. I didn't work on it.
Right.
Another guy did, and I told her I'd give you guys a call. Thought maybe,
you know, how often does this happen? Can it be duplicated?
It can happen. You can run it for an hour. You can run it for 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
And
when it stalls, what does she do? What does she do to get it restarted?
Well, I asked her that today. When I asked her, when it stalls, does your dash lights come on, your alternator and oil and stuff like that? And she said, yeah. She said she just shuts the key off and starts it right back up again.
Okay. So we could be looking for, let's be clear. We're looking for a needle in a haystack. All right. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but what I would like to do is, can we put a fuel pressure gauge on this? I don't think it's fuel pressure related. Unless the description isn't what's actually happening, you know, when it dies, does it die clean? And you can ask her this. Does it die clean like somebody turned the key off? Or does it wheeze and stutter like it's starving for fuel?
Normally it'll shut right off. Just
clean.
I was thinking might be electrical. Okay.
Okay. So it's like an electrical circuit failure.
She said the other day it would like hiccup and it would catch itself.
Okay. I still want to put a fuel pressure gauge on it. It's easy enough. Fuel pressure.
I'm writing this stuff down.
Fuel pressure gauge and duct tape it to the windshield. All I've got to do is see that vehicle stall once and fuel pressure's rock solid. Boom, the gauge comes off. It's off. It's out of the picture. I've eliminated it.
Okay.
You know, one of the mistakes everybody makes, and I see this all the time, is they start to chase, they start looking for what's bad. Start looking for what's good, and I guarantee you, you will find what's bad. All right? Sometimes it is a process of elimination. You know, let's make the assumption, dangerous word, on radio or even in a public conversation, that they scanned this for codes and found none. Or did they scan this for codes? And that's important. And are they looking in the right places? Are they only focusing on the engine? For example, and you can mention this to your friend, that this vehicle should have an immobilizer system. It's called SKIM. All right, Century Key Immobilizer, which is Chrysler's version of anti-theft for that year Jeep. If this does this have an immobilizer fault code? Trust me, if that vehicle thinks it's being stolen because it picks up an incorrect code from the key and the tumbler, it's going to shut that vehicle down like nobody's business. If there's a break in the wiring harness connection from the key on down to the SKIM module over to the PCM, it's going to shut this vehicle down like nobody's business, but it'll have a fault code.
Yep, I hear you.
All right. How would the mechanic not know this? Is the mechanic only I'm going to tell you. Is the mechanic only scanning using an OBD2 scan tool, which is very generic emission control information, or is he doing year, make, model scan to be specific? So, got to go back to these guys. What led them to change what they changed? What's their position? Have they considered power grounds and in general overall harness health based on the age of the vehicle and the state that it's traveling in? They got some testing to do and get back to me. Let me know what the results are. I'm Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor. We're cruising back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey, Welcome back. We're on the Car Doctor. I just want to do a real quick shout out to my buddy Stevie from Buywise Auto Parts locally here in New Jersey. Stevie called me on Monday. Tom, you'll like this. He called me on Monday. He informed me he's been listening to the podcast for a while now. And he says, you know, you have a radio good, you have a voice good enough for radio, and you could be nationally syndicated. I said, Stevie, I have been for, you know, 30 something years. I said, where do you think the calls from Arkansas and California come from?
Well, you know, I would partially agree with him because I think you have a great face for radio.
I have a great face for radio, but the voice is what the best part. And so to Stevie, I love you to death, bro. And I appreciate the comments and compliments. And thanks for listening and tuning in and doing everything you can. Stevie helps me quite a bit during the week. And it's just funny, right, when people just all of a sudden go, hey, you know, you've got the voice made for radio. Yeah, I know. So next. Anyway, let's get over to Brian, who's all the way down there in Philadelphia and has got some comments and questions. 17 Ford Fusion. Yes, sir. How can I help today, Brian? Welcome back.
Thank you, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
The Fusion, I know there's an issue, I know, with lug nuts. There's an issue where the lug nuts, you really can't get them off anymore. I don't know if they swell or something like that.
Yep.
It was one of the guy who took a nail out of my tire. He saw it. I had to go to the dealer I had a recall, something with the front brake calipers. The dealer mentioned it to me, and they had to replace the lug nuts to just get the tires off. It wasn't a cheap thing. It was probably like $100. But my mechanic, when I went in for inspection, he didn't have to take the tires off. And he told me, look, to replace them, get them on eBay so you don't have to pay that much. Bring them in and we'll do it. Any thoughts on this? Because the dealer said they don't know much about this problem. When I did a Google search, they said this is a common issue on at least that year of the Fusion.
The capped lug nut across multiple years, Ford, GM, Jeep, across a lot of vehicle car lines, the capped lug nut where they take a stainless steel cap or a chromed cap and they put it over the actual lug is a problem. The dealer's not aware, or I don't know if you were talking to the checkout girl at the register or the service writer.
I was talking to the service writer.
Yeah. And how they couldn't be aware of it is you should go back and ask them, is this their first day on the job? So what happens is over time on capped lug nuts, like I said, across multiple vehicle manufacturers, the use of impact guns just eventually rattles the capped portion of the nut apart. It just starts to shake and rattle. And then what happens is moisture gets up in there. You drive it through inclement weather, moisture gets up in there, and then it freezes. And over time, that freeze becomes ice, and something freezes, it expands, and it starts to push against the lug. And, you know, after a couple of 4 or 5 years of that, all of a sudden the cap lug nut, it's just starting to rattle around, it's loose. And now it starts to swell because it rusts underneath. Now that 19 millimeter or 21 millimeter socket no longer fits it. And you have to hammer it to get it on. You got to hammer it to get it off. The industry actually makes sockets a half a point higher. I have 19 and a half. I have 21 and a half millimeter sockets and so on of varying sizes, all the way up starting at around 18 up to 22, just because of this problem. Truth be told, we won't let somebody out of the shop with a swelled lug nut. At least we have to tell them. We feel obligated because what everybody has to understand is, as you're aware of by now, you know, you're stuck on the side of the road trying to change a flat. Listen, my first obligation is to make sure you're safe out on the road. You get a flat, you can't stand on the side of the road to change it because you can't get your 19 millimeter lug wrench onto your 19 millimeter socket because it's swollen, it's too big. So,
right.
You know, this is a much bigger problem than anybody really talks about, I think. This is a matter of safety. All right, you know, stuck on the side of the road, how can the average citizen change a flat tire? It's a problem. Now, where do you get replacements? You know,
the eBay comment is
interesting. Where's it going to where does that eBay lug nut come from? Is it still a capped lug nut?
Yeah, they said I meant Amazon actually. I've had the same mechanic for many years. I mean, I go so far back to this mechanic. He was at Texaco station, and Texaco's not even around.
Right.
And
right.
They just said they don't want me to spend all the money. You know, and I said, you know, and I trust them and all that, but as you said, where is it coming from? What's the quality? That was my concern, you know, as you said, where is it coming from?
Right.
Is it a good quality lug nut? You know, I'd rather pay more. You know, and just just have a good quality thing.
As long as you can get, if I have my choice, I don't care. And I've seen the solid lug nuts cost more, Brian. You know, I would go look at Dorman. Check out their website, DormanProducts.com. See if Dorman makes a solid lug nut, because they've started to make solid lug nuts for a lot of these vehicles. And that's our number one source. And at least Dorman's the name that we can trust. We know they've been around. They're going to be around. If there's an issue, which there rarely is, we can go back and say, hey, you know, whatever. But I'd rather deal with my local guy or my national local guy rather than Amazon, just for that reason. To buy more capped lug nuts, where are they coming from? I'd rather go back to Ford and buy Ford if that's all I have the choice of, you know, if Dorman doesn't make a replacement. And
it'll cost me more. I mean, it'll cost me more at the dealer. But, you know, I had a recall. They had to get, you know, they told me I had to get the wheels had to come off for a recall.
Right. Well, and you may find Dorman only makes capped lug nuts and they might be cheaper. So they do make cap. They do make solid. If they make solid, I would pay whatever it is and get a solid lug nut for it. And keep in mind, you don't want to start, just in case somebody suggests this to you, because everybody's an expert out there. You know, you've got to watch and see, not all lug nuts are the same. Just because it threads on, that chamfer has to be at the right angle so it secures the wheel against its chamfer. I've seen lug nuts that are chamfered at 45 degrees. Somebody puts onto a chamfer that's 30 degrees, and then we have issues where they're either over-tightening them and stressing the studs, or they don't sit securely on the wheel, and the wheel has mount issues, and we get into a whole mishigas, as Mom would say. So lug nuts are such a small thing. They're just so critical. You know, they're that, what's that expression, for want of a kingdom, you know, for want of a nail, the kingdom was lost because the horse shoe fell off the horse. There's a story about that somewhere. So you were going to say something.
My mechanic, he was just so concerned about me saving money. That was his recommendation. But look, I'd rather pay more and know I'm getting something good.
Right. And I think that's...
I don't want to go on the cheap and have it not last.
You know, I get that too. You know what? It's a hard thing. Sometimes you get emotionally attached to customers, and that means you've got a great mechanic. And listen, I do the same thing. But I also have to remember my job is there. You're going to your mechanic because he's been your mechanic for so long. And that's a rare relationship to have, and it's an important relationship to have. And, you know, I always tell everybody, why do you come to me? You come to me not just for my skill and my knowledge, but you come to me because if I was a chef, I know what lettuce and tomatoes to pick out to give you a salad that won't give you indigestion. And that's part of being a good mechanic. So tell him, I trust your opinion. Get me what you think is best, and we'll go from there.
I mean, my mechanic's in his 80s. I mean, he's, like I said, he's been around, you know.
Right.
And because you know what? I'm less concerned about saving the money than getting the quality.
Right. I get it. So, but yeah, take a look at that, Brian. Take a look at the Dorman stuff and go back and tell him what would he use if it was his, and maintain that relationship, because it sounds like you got a good one. As always, buddy, I appreciate the call. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're coming back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Let's go over and talk to Bob. Welcome back, by the way, Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor in Connecticut. Well, actually, Ron Ananian's not in Connecticut. Ron Ananian's on the radio. But Bob's in Connecticut with his 09 Cadillac. Bob, welcome, sir. How can I help?
All right. Yeah, I have an 09 Cadillac. It has auxiliary water pump that actually stays on after the car's been running for a while so it doesn't overheat while it's sitting there.
Right.
And I can't seem to get a hold of a replacement. I have an order that had been in for probably since last July on the part, and I'm getting nowhere with GM. They're not really telling me exactly why they don't have the part, other than they don't have the part and they don't know when it's coming in.
Okay. Have you made request? And, you know, just out of curiosity, if I tell you two part numbers, will that tell you? Let's see if it's one of those. Are you looking for 2580, 8860, or 2273, 9628?
The first one.
So that's
2580.
Right. That's the part number without the bracket. So let's explain this. That pump was, and here we go. Like, this ties into my opening comments, right? That part number was put in on vehicles sold in high ambient temperature areas. It wasn't an across-the-board option. Believe it or not, that was dealer-installed. All right? And 25. The piece you're looking for, 2580, 8860, is the pump without a bracket. All right? So they're assuming you're going to reuse your bracket. Just for giggles, try 2273, 9628. I've run into this before. Nobody ever got back to me and told me if they ever found anything, but I'm going to tell you what I've told people that have asked me this in the past. All right?
They did that. They did that, and there is nothing available.
Have you tried when you're talking to the GM dealer?
I have.
All right.
Yep.
Have they mentioned?
In fact, that's exactly where I went.
All right. Have they mentioned SPAT case?
Yes, they have.
All right. So you've put it through SPAT.
They did that for me.
Right. Then my next comment is, why can't we count on the aftermarket? I don't know anybody in the aftermarket that makes this pump, but I know there are electric water pumps used in drag racing and hot rodding that will, you know, we can install in its place. We'd have to wire up a toggle switch. I'm sure we can wire in and put in a toggle switch with a timer so that you would have to manually flip it and let it circulate the coolant.
Yeah.
All right.
And that would be the downside, is if we left the toggle on, you know, will the battery be...
Well, can we put it on some kind of a timer?
Yeah, I'm sure we could.
Right. You know, we can send a rover to Mars. We can send something to Mars. I'm sure we can come up with an electrical timer that'll shut off a circuit. You know, I don't see why not. I bet you there's a way, you know, if you really love this car, and it sounds like you do, it's an 09, it's 15 years old. You know, you must like this car. It must be a real clean, nice car. So rather than just say, it's old,
it's
get
perfect.
Rid of it. Let's come up with a way to fix it. You know, you know, that would be my vote, because unless you find something, you know, sitting on a shelf somewhere, have you tried to locate it? You know, use locator sitting on a dealer's shelf somewhere?
Yes.
Nothing.
Yeah. They had the tentacles all out everywhere, supposedly.
Yeah. Chances are it's gone.
We did Canada. We were in California. We searched out in California, nothing.
Right.
And the downside is, in the boneyard for the after used part, they don't even want to attempt to take it off a car in order for me to have it. They're like, nah, it's not even worth us going out there.
Well,
so
I find that
I can go out there and take it off.
Well, I got to tell you, Bob, I find more dead presidents. You throw enough dead presidents at something, you know what? It makes it worth the guy's while. They may think, oh, it's only $100 part. How about we throw $300 at him for a nice one? You know, get me my part.
Yeah.
It's you know, bribery works sometimes. You know, sometimes it's, yeah, it's, you know, and I'm not trying to get somebody to do something illegal. I'm just trying to get them off their butt and make them work for a living. So, you know, but try those things. If not, I would just look towards, you know, if you've got a good mechanic and somebody that wants to take on a little bit of a challenge, and that's part of the fun of mechanics these days, I'm sure there's a way to wire in, you know, I can think of multiple ways back in the day. We used to have, all it is a circulation pump. It's circulating the liquid, and we would put it on a timer. You know, I used to help a guy running an altered out of Island Dragway out in New Jersey a long time ago in another lifetime, and we had to run a fuel pump circulator, and, you know, we had it on a timer. I mean, we could do it 40 years ago, 35 years ago. I'm sure we could still do it today, so
yeah.
It can't be the hardest thing in the world. All right?
You got it.
All right, sir. Good luck.
I appreciate your advice.
You're very welcome. And if anybody out there has a part for Bob, by all means, give us a call at 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Out of my dreams, get into my car. Get out of my dreams,
hey, welcome back. Ron Neen, the Car Doctor. The phone number is 855-560-9900. Remember, that phone number is 24/7. Let me do it again. 855-560-9900. Just because we're not on the air, and I'm looking for phone calls this weekend, and I'm looking for phone calls during the week this week coming up. So if you've got a problem, 855-560-9900, call me, leave a message. Chances are I will call you back by Wednesday this week because I'm trying to build some phone calls for an upcoming show that we're going to be taking the weekend off for, going to do some other things. So I just want to make sure I give you guys live fresh shows all the time. So, or fresh shows anyway. And live calls. So 855-560-9900. Help the Car Doctor out. Give him a call with a question, and we'll call you back. Real quick, piece of email. Ron, I've been a listener to the show since the days of Dipstick and Clutch. Wow. Dipstick and Clutch. Someday I'll tell you guys how Dipstick and Clutch got their names. I have a 2014 Honda Accord. There's a filter in the oil cooler line and in the transmission pan. Do you change that? when you do a CVT oil change. You also mentioned the intervals of 25 to 30, but what about those filters? The Honda dealers don't do it. They just do a drain and fill, John from Long Island. You know what, John? We just do a drain and fill also. You know, I think at the 30,000 mark, at the 60,000 mark, we haven't gotten CVTs up to the 100,000 mark yet. And we haven't serviced them at that high a mileage yet, to my knowledge. And I guess that's something I have to think about. I'm aware of the filter. It has been accepted to leave it and not change it. I don't know that it's going to change, and maybe conventional thinking requires that we should change it. So it's something to look forward to and look at. But if you're changing it on a lower mileage unit, I'm not worried about it. If you're changing it on a higher mileage unit, yeah, maybe 100,000 miles and up. Just as long as we're changing it and keeping the fluid clean, that's what's most important. I appreciate the email. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor. Till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.